Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I love them so much. This is Doug Loves Movies. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, October 23rd, 2 Oceans 12. Only 8 days till Halloween, when I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. Get your movie-related costumes on, Bay Area. Oh, you too, Phoenix. I'll be at Stand Up Live on Saturday, October 27th at 4:20, telling jokes and playing Leonard Maltin game with the best costume / name tags in the crowd. Pre-party with us on October 27th, Phoenix. Phoenix has got to be a great place to live on Halloween, because it's probably like 72 out at night when you're trick-or-treating, so you can really slut it up. A lot of dudes with their balls out. I mean, I guess LA is too, but I've experienced a chilly Halloween or two in SoCal. Doug Loves Movies is up for a Stitcher Award for best in the best film and entertainment podcast category. Thank you. So go to stitcher.promotw.com. If you enjoy voting for things, because I'm sure there's like a million categories. And and also vote next Tuesday. That's another, or next Tuesday or 2 weeks from now. Yeah. Shit. I was going to walk in the next morning in my Halloween costume. Tuesday, November 6th. There's several states have marijuana initiatives, so don't forget to pot the vote. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. We've got a t-shirt that I'll tell you more about in a second. We've got no one involved in this movie is here, but somewhere in my travels, I forget where I got it, but I got this book, The Making of the Movie, Frank Miller's Sin City, and it's really heavy. So that's, you know, it's good because it's really heavy. And I like that movie, but like I don't need to sit and think about, but how did they make the child molester get the, you know, like it's sort of like, it's really creepy and effective, but I don't need to read about it. And then, but what I do need to read about, a fascinating book given to me by Jason M. Rothman called Betting on MMA. It's, it's tips on how to make money betting on fights. So that's pretty cool. And they're not here tonight, but I got a Garfunkel & Oates lighter and a copy of Doug Benson's Smug Life. And then this is a really neat thing somebody brought, a triple set Blu-ray of James Bond films. It's Die Another Day, Live and Let Die, and Dr. No. So that's you can watch two of those and enjoy them, and then have a third one that you can use as a coaster. And one of the guests is going to bring his gift with him right now when he enters. Everybody, please welcome Matt Myra, Jimmy Pardo, and Duncan Trussell. So, it's Jimmy... What?
It's funny that you say that because the only one that's not opened is Die Another Day.
Boom. Yeah, I could skip the whole... You went and bought the full set?
Yeah, I bought the all 22. Of
them? 22 movies? Yeah. And are you going to watch any of the Brosnan ones?
I like Tomorrow Never Dies and GoldenEye.
Okay.
And then Denise Richards shows up, ruins that. And then Halle Berry shows up. And the script really ruins the... Die Another Day. When Halle Berry says, "Yo mama," in the way that my mother would say it, really took me out of the movie. The Ice Hotel, I believe.
Just that they have yo mama in a James Bond movie, I'm a little surprised by that.
Just waiting for Jimmy to say something.
Pardo trivia. The only Bond movies I've seen are these.
Really?
Yeah. Wait. I don't care. I don't like the franchise. I don't either. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Wait, you started late, obviously.
I did, yeah.
And then gave up
on... I don't like the names. Octopussy, offensive.
To octopuses.
That Dr. No, that guy's not a good doctor. I don't have any interest in that.
A View to a Kill doesn't even make sense.
Dr.
Who would
No's
ever
great.
Say that I as like a sentence?
My point is I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's good or bad.
They're no good.
I'm not interested.
And the new Bond movies are basically just about a guy with a fancy cell phone. That's it. Everything happens
it's
through his
Sony
phone.
It's a Sony Ericsson, first of all.
Yeah, but he could do anything. No.
He fights all right. He fights good, though. He can fight good.
Now, the latest two...
And he walks out of the ocean good, but, according
yeah, he
to the
walks
ladies.
Out of the ocean great.
Great at walking out of the ocean.
What was the first one with this kid with the
Casino Royale.
I like that one. I did see that one. I apologize. I saw it. Is there a second one or
Quantum of Solace?
And now there's a third one coming.
Skyfall.
I need to apologize. I've seen two of his and then two of the Brosnans. I saw none of the.
Hang on, let me get a piece of paper.
Moore?
Let's really go through this. Which ones?
You want a family tree on this?
Do you ever see a Roger Moore? Any Roger Moore?
Not Roger Moore. I've seen a Lazenby.
You saw the one Lazenby.
Mm-hmm,
all right, here we go. Honor
Majesty. Honor
Majesty's
Secret.
And then you got Connery.
Take the time to write it all
like
out. Connery is really good. Like
he's the best.
He's in some of the best ones.
Love him.
But I just saw a thing today ranking Skyfall as number 5.
Whoa.
Makes the nickel, huh?
Or maybe 4. But that same guy, he made Honor Majesty's Secret Service number 1. That's a really good movie. That's like of late people have been saying that. Like at the time.
Well, you go back
very,
and watch
very
it.
Underappreciated.
It's funny when you see George Lazenby walk out in the Austin Powers suit. Like blue velvet with ruffles, and you're like, I thought that was a thing they made up, but it wasn't. It's in that movie.
It's fantastic. It's my favorite Bond movie. If I got to rank them, that's number 1.
He gets married.
Who does?
James Bond
in that movie.
Yeah.
I may not have seen that movie.
You've seen clips from Goldfinger.
Sure.
I've seen the fat guy odd job throwing his hat to kill
Q,
people.
Well, I don't know. A lot of nonsense.
It is.
Those aren't real spies.
What's your franchise of choice, Jimmy Pardo?
Is it Lord of the Rings? I think if you don't like nonsense, I'm sure Lord of the Rings works for you.
First of all, no. Second of all, Home Alone.
All the way through? New kid and all?
Laughed at just as hard the fourth one as I did the first one. I go there, it's a fun romp, I get to escape. That's what movies are for me, man. That's why I don't like these Bond things. Too real. You know, I don't need a guy with a derby showing up somewhere. What's that guy doing? Play a fucking banjo. That's what I say to that guy. Put a derby on to do a number. Give me a slice of pizza.
I want a kid in a paint can, then I'm happy.
What?
That's all I need is a kid in a paint can.
You watch that first one.
That's called
you
real
tell
life.
Me you don't laugh at that.
It's funny.
Dan Stern does a terrific job. That Joe Pescia, he does it all right.
Joe Pescia.
That other kid, that young kid, he puts his hands to his face.
Oh, Macaulay. Calking it. He's calking it.
So great.
He's a good actor. We had a Culkin on this show. Don't press me to say which one.
Didn't a kid get his head cut off by a helicopter in the Home Alone?
You're thinking of the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. Similar. Wasn't a kid? Was the kid or was it the actor?
It was three people.
Boy, well, it's a big rotor. In fairness, you get too close to a helicopter, I think it's going to lop off a lot of heads. Yeah. They all had to be the same height, though. I find that interesting. Right? They all had to be walking at the same level.
Well, the way it goes down, yeah.
Hang on. How's
terrible.
It go down?
You know.
They could have been on
a
trampoline.
Downward motion, Jimmy.
Listen, brother.
Gravity.
Listen, brother.
That's on YouTube if you want to.
Here's how it goes down.
Here's
how it goes
down. Footage.
Did somebody drop a dime on that pilot?
Nobody dropped a dime on the pilot.
All right, bro.
John Landis got out of there quick, though.
Damn right.
Yeah, I heard he I heard he ankled.
That's for me and Doug.
That's what they say in Variety when someone leaves a project.
Oh, is that right?
They ankled.
Yeah, just tell me what happens. Don't give me your lingo. Not you.
Walked away? You prefer walked away?
Yeah, hey, walked away.
Bailed?
Bailed. Took off.
Christian bailed.
Split.
Not a thing?
Well, if you it is, but it's a different thing. It's an angry rant. If you pull a Christian Bale.
That's Jimmy Pardo, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
He's here, in case you didn't know.
See you later.
He brought a... don't forget, though, 12 Guests of Christmas. You know, you miss and you're out. You have to leave.
But I've done that in
this
the
show, you get to stay the whole
time. Stick around, I say goodbye.
Yeah. Never Not Funny t-shirt you brought of the medium variety.
That's true.
And that's your podcast, of course.
That's right, the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny, since May of 2006.
I call it Podcast Zero. First one of all time.
It's hot. I mean, that's some hyperbole.
First one that makes you laugh out loud.
There we go. First one people enjoyed.
First one that sounded like it wasn't recorded in a tin can.
Right.
And you're really thoughtful about my fans because you brought this in a baggie that once you have the shirt on... You can put something in that baggie.
My pleasure. Multi-purpose.
That giant baggie will come in handy.
Right, like a sandwich?
Or your liquids if you're going through airport security.
Right. Maybe your swimsuit when you're done taking a few laps. You don't want to get the rest of your clothes wet. Right? You put it in a bag.
Matt Myra joins us as well, folks. Yeah. Jimmy, you're a big swim fan when you think about it.
That's my favorite movie.
Swim fan. Matt has the Nerdist podcast, the Phoebe podcast, Sunday night. You still doing Sunday nights
at Meltdown?
He's works at Attack of the Show.
On G4.
And
as long as that's around for.
My question is, what don't you do? What are you not up to right now? Wait a second, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey!
Just because I lobbed it out there, there's no reason to...
That's why you're not hosting Attack of the Show.
Is that it? And I'm 46.
We had Marin on.
Marin's there.
But he's happening.
Marin's 58 now, right?
Is he?
No.
I'd believe that.
No.
I don't know why
it'll make
that.
Him insane when people start writing that to him on Twitter. Doug Benson says you're 58. Ah, fuck that guy. That's what he sounds
anyway.
Like
Let's
on Twitter.
He's going to get mad at you eventually.
Yeah, and then we have that big makeup episode.
Oh, that's a great episode.
We're working
on
that.
That's going to be good.
Remember when I was mad at you? Yeah, I remember that. Okay, now let's talk about comedy.
Oh, I can't wait to follow that Amazon link. Sponsored by Amazon. Sponsored by Amazon.
Boy, the silence was space-like.
That was like 20 minutes of Prometheus.
I heard a guy's knee crack.
Duncan Trussell here for the first time.
Hi.
You guys.
Hey.
First time on the show, came out swinging at the top, has his own podcast, the Duncan Trussell
Family Hour.
Family Hour. I almost called it the Comedy Hour.
That's okay.
That'd work. Family Hour, though, is good. It's misleading. Have you got any like mean, angry letters? Like, I listen to this with my children, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I've gotten like tweets like, I'm praying for you and
oh.
Jesus loves you.
I don't get that. I'm changing the name of this show. Doug Loves Christian Shit. Let's see. Did you bring out the what we're giving away on your behalf? This is from a fan of yours.
Yeah, somebody mailed that to me.
And it's a big, huge framed poster.
Oh, he didn't send it framed. I got it framed. But it's,
oh, that's very nice of you. You framed this poster you don't want?
No, I framed it because I thought I want it because I'm fascinated by Aleister Crowley. And then I hung it up and just weird shit started happening in my house.
So we're giving this to someone.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they'll stay in touch let us know if any weird shit happens.
No offense to whoever sent that. If they happen to listen to your show, I really do appreciate the cursed poster. I just don't want to.
I don't know a lot about Crowley. What goes on in his head?
Well, he was, it's a very deep rabbit hole, but one example of how much he's influenced our culture is the peace sign. Is the horns of Osiris, and Churchill hired him because he thought the Nazis were doing occult shit, and like Crowley like taught him like this symbol that people should start doing, which is like some kind of power symbol. But when you start finding out how much that guy infiltrated our culture, and most people don't even know, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he started people saying "What up?"
Yeah, that's right,
Mr. Crowley
threw that into the lexicon.
It's true.
What totally got it going.
In your head.
Little Ozzy. Singing some Ozzy.
Oh, okay. Who's going to pay for that?
I'll give you a couple bucks. What do you need?
Doesn't cost anything now, but later. Do you use music on your podcast at all?
No, sir. It's against the law.
Well, I don't.
I sing every episode.
Yeah.
The entire song.
Yeah. In movies, they have to pay for those, but in
not
your
on
case,
a potting cast.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
No, not my versions.
Oh, no. You change them just enough?
Sure. My voice. Not as good as the original. It's close.
Jimmy Pardo, do you do you enjoy this time of year and the horror films?
Yeah. Halloween's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Great one.
Yeah,
the one with LL Cool J. You should know this about me. I never liked the originals. I'm a big sequel fan. I know it's not popular choice.
Well, I mean, Halloween H2O had its moments.
Blech, horrible.
I never saw it.
It's horrible. I've seen every Halloween. Love them all.
What's your favorite? Nightmare on Elm Street.
You know what? I never caught on. I did say. You know what? I saw the original, and then I never saw another one until the remake with Jackie Earle Haley.
What's your favorite Scream?
Yeah, probably the original.
What's your favorite Psycho?
The remake.
Yeah. What?
The Vince Vaughn.
No way.
I love it, man. You go shot by shot with a clearer picture, I'm in.
Psycho 2 is not so bad.
It's not good.
It's not so bad.
Come on, brother.
What up?
Mr. Crowley.
What's your favorite horror movie, Duncan Trussell?
Evil Dead 2.
Nice.
See? Sequel.
Fucking best.
Does it qualify as scary, though? I just laugh the whole time.
It's not scary, but it still qualifies as a horror movie.
It's not scary or Farm.
Or
nothing.
Boy. Wait,
not
you got
scary
company.
Farm.
You got company.
What were we talking about?
Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. I like that movie, yes.
Oh, wow. You guys are the same conversation?
I'm in.
Oh, you're back in?
Yeah, do you like that movie?
I don't. I'm not a big zombie guy.
It's not a zombie movie.
Demons.
What?
That's not a zombie movie. It's demons.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave when the show is over. When we're done here,
I was told by some folks that was a zombie film, so I never went to see it. I've just been told it's now a demon movie. So I'm going to go see that with Gene Simmons.
Why?
Because he's the demon.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The fuck? Don't show ignorance. He's the demon. Paul
Stanley's
the star child.
He's a demon. Another one's a cat.
The cat man, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got Space Ace.
And then, sure.
You got Eric Carr, the fox. God rest his soul.
Wait, there's more than four of them?
Well, Eric replaced Peter on drums, and he was the fox, and then he died. We miss him.
and then Peter came. He came crawling back.
Peter, well, I don't think he came crawling. I think
like
he was
a cat.
Waiting by the, oh yeah, nine lives.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Zombies.
it was some real Crowley shit.
Did you just look at the poster?
I had to look at it for help. To remember, it was a picture of Crowley. Scott Aukerman, this just in, he texted me, we have a long show tonight, so as on time as you can rap, I'd appreciate it. Wants this one to end on time, Jimmy. What are you going to do about that?
I recommend you book less people. not you.
You don't feel like you're getting enough action?
No, I'm suggesting if Mr. Aukerman has a long show, you
oh, tell, to him?
Yeah, you tell a couple of people, you know what, we're booked. See you next week. That's my advice. Don't rush you, because he overbooked.
He's not rushing me. I'm supposed to be done at 8:15.
Well, then wrap it up. Let's go.
We still got 26 minutes.
Oh. Well, we can end early. I think that'll be helpful if we do, actually.
Oh, yeah? You want to just wrap it up?
Doesn't yes. Seem
like shortest one ever.
Wow.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much.
Who wants the poster?
We'll just run off and we'll let them all scavenge for the items that they want.
It's not a bad idea.
They all just come over here and fight over them. Jordan's laughing maniacally at that premise. He's in.
That guy's in the Bowery Boys. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, there's a guy back there doing punching his own hand.
Do you have a hat or like an extreme part? What is that?
It's an extreme.
That's a hat.
It is a, I thought it was a part too. By the way, if I had a fantasy football team, I would call them the Extreme Parts. That's a gorgeous one. I may call my baseball team that. What's up?
Did we ask Matt what his favorite horror movie is?
Nope, not important.
Horror. Not horror.
My
favorite horror movie is Pretty Woman.
Mine's Emmanuel.
Oh.
Was she the one that just died?
Just lost her, the great Sylvia Kristel. We lost her.
Did you work it one last time?
Yes. To a rope bit.
Why do we not care about your answer, Matt?
Oh, no, I'm just... It would be Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Dream Warriors?
Yeah.
For the Dream Warriors coming to your head!
Name the band. Anybody?
Isn't that Dokken?
Rocking with Dokken, baby.
Yeah. It's my favorite movie. And soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
Nice scanners. Horror movie soundtrack, if we're going that route.
Did that have a good soundtrack?
No.
Scream 2 soundtrack wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
It's true.
What's this character I'm doing? This I can't let somebody talk without me saying something.
And always with...
You're doing Pete Holmes.
Fucking awful. Shut up. Oh.
Wasn't short. Okay, what are we talking about now?
I know. That doesn't even make sense. I hate myself. Jesus Christ.
It's arguing made simple. Just take the opposite point and walk away. We're going to play a game right now called How Much Did This Shit Make? Yeah, very popular.
Wow.
New game. Duncan, of course, it's his first time on the show, so he's probably ill-equipped to play any of the games, especially against two heavy hitters.
Yeah, these are heavy hitters.
Strong,
but I don't know this
solid
game.
Players.
Plus, what if the poster's affecting you right now?
Oh.
What if it's affecting all of us?
Oh, my God.
I know.
What if
you
when
up.
You get rid of it, you stay haunted, like... You know, it's just now it's going to be haunting two.
What if the frame is haunted? It has been haunting Aaron Brothers for years.
Did they all go under? Is that the chain that doesn't exist anymore?
Did they go down?
No, Aaron Brothers is still there.
No, they're still there.
They got the penny sale. They got the penny sale.
They're great framiers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
the best.
Yeah,
you
buy the best.
buy one for $7,500, get another for a penny.
That's right. Gets
you.
Me every time.
It's a fantastic
deal.
You
know, the brothers don't agree on that idea.
Oh. You know, I found out the Einstein brothers of the bagel company are not real.
Cocksuckers.
They gave them names and a backstory, and I bought it.
Why not?
I know. Fuck you, Einstein brothers.
What about Noah? What about Noah's bagels?
Also fake. Same owner.
Jesus Christ. You're a rube.
Yep.
For bagels. You're a bagel rube.
Who's... Don't tell me that Orange Julius wasn't started by a dude named Orange. Okay, Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah, buddy.
You got cut from it. So in my opinion,
why should not have
made
this.
It should not have made a goddamn dime, in my opinion, this movie.
and I don't even know how much it did make.
The movie is Dreamgirls. It made...
Hang on.
Let me see what it made. I know I gave it $12 at the Arclight. I love that movie. I gave it a standing ovation. That's a true statement. Stood up right in the middle of the movie.
You really loved it?
I did. At the end of the great Jennifer Hudson...
Academy Award winning right now, performance.
Me and a bunch of gay guys, we stood up and applauded a screen. True statement.
Must have felt good.
Felt real good. Stretch your legs, have it through a movie. Great feeling. This should be a seventh inning stretch for movies.
She should give back her Oscar and go ahead and keep her Grammy.
I disagree with you.
Really?
She was terrific in that movie.
At singing.
She ain't going, no.
Did you catch the talking parts?
And I'm telling you.
That's exactly what it was like.
And I'm telling you. That's why we don't have to pay any money. You can't recognize that song if you wanted to. Somehow got an Irish brogue in the middle of it. All right, it made, Dreamgirls made, it was very successful. I know it won, one of the actresses won an award. I think it also got Golden Globe for Best Picture. Is that possible?
Now, let me just warn you that everyone's going to bid, and it's Price is Right style. It's closest to the correct answer without going over. You can go first, Jimmy, since you seem to be doing that.
I don't think it did very well. $75 million.
Okay, Jimmy's in for $75 million.
One guy half clapped, so I feel very confident. He may have just been rubbing Perel on his hands. Or he just heard about Sylvia Kristel and he's taking care of business.
Oh, no.
If she died, I better take care of
this. Oh, yeah, I got to get out of the last one. Out of respect. Matt,
I'm going to say that movie made... I'm going to count for the Oscar bump.
Ah.
Yeah.
You think it's more than 75?
I'm going to say it's 87.6 million.
Jesus. Very specific. Can I change mine to specific? 75.3?
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
I know it's 75.3. You don't write it down? Doesn't matter. I know what I said. I had a lot of monster drink today.
I just read that killed five people.
Yeah, kids are dying for
that stuff.
Doesn't
keep me away, brother. You do your dope. You guys, you put your weed in your system. I drink Monster. It's the killer drink.
It's good stuff.
It's a monster. It kills you.
It is, yeah.
It's right in the name. What the fuck are you surprised about?
Weed's never killed anybody, and it's all this big illegal thing. Okay. Oh, the first James Bond movie, Dr. No, made $26 million. That doesn't sound like much. All right, I've got the answer. Duncan, do you have your answer?
Yeah, $5.
Oh,
Thank you. Isn't that the move on Price is Right?
But I just told you I spent.
You could
12.
Go all the way down to one and still get it, right? But yeah, sure. $5. I like the way you said it. It sounded like
the homeless guy in UHF.
I'll take it. I had nothing.
Wow. Very specific.
And because he bid the highest. And the movie made, Dreamgirls made $103 million without Jimmy Pardo. Somehow they did it.
They broke the 100s.
Yeah, yeah. And so that makes Matt our winner of nothing.
Yay!
Congratulations! But that means you get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
All right.
Which we are going to play now.
Go.
At this time. After you guys
pick
your name tags.
Oh, here we go, tag name.
Gentlemen.
Oh, look at it. I gotta go.
I'll go with
there.
Jack.
Keel like Beal over
what
there.
What is this, Zach? I'm out. Bro, that grossed me out. That seems like a dick move. I'll take it. Just grab somebody.
Tracy has some sort of award. Pick one that you like, one that speaks to you, one that is a good creative job well done. I like that one. Let's start with you, Jimmy. This is Mexican food.
I have Zach. It's a big burrito. How long, Zach? About 6 hours old.
Is your last name Burrito, Zach? Or Mexican food? There's no real reason for it other than...
Fun.
It worked. It got picked.
I did it out of convenience, and I really wish I would have made a better decision.
You want to give him back his burrito?
No, because then I felt that's a dick move, too.
Okay.
I'm going to commit to this. Zach, right. You and I, we're going all the way, baby.
All right, so you're playing for Zach and his burrito. And Matt, who are you playing for?
Playing for Greg, who just taped his name on a Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan poster.
Yeah, Star now Trek, it says the Wrath of Greg.
Yeah. Now, on the back, he just... that's like children's illustrations of pubic hair. That's how I draw it.
It looks like a Transformer.
Quick plug for my father-in-law. You know, he just got a star on the Walk of Fame, but he was the star of that movie.
He is. He should be on this poster. He's on the Japanese version, which I have at my house.
He is, right? That's he's really the star of Star
he's
Trek.
He's great. He's on the Reliant. Then all of a sudden, he's helping Kirk again. He gets a bug in his ear. A lot of stuff happens. It's good shit.
He's good in that movie. He's good in all the movies.
Yeah. He gets fifth or sixth billing.
Seems low.
That's low.
Seems low. He carries that one. I mean, Maltaban does, but...
You know, they got the first...
Okay, you know what?
They after got the first three guys.
After DeForest Kelly.
Yeah.
Walter. Okay.
Yeah, that's Bones.
After the first three guys, they got co-starring, and then James Doohan, Walter Koenig, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on there.
Oh, okay.
Et cetera.
Oh, really? Seems unfair to the
says,
others.
It says, and the rest. Gilligan's Island style. Who are you playing for, Duncan?
I think I'm playing for Sam.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up from Sam.
And he brought a Silence of the Sams poster, and it's got my face with a marijuana leaf in front of it.
Not bad.
And I look very scared. My eyebrows are even bushier than normal. And all right, now that we got our name tags, we will start, Duncan, just to give you a chance to figure out what's going on. And don't worry, no one here will ridicule you.
Thank you.
Or treat you badly in any way.
Great.
You're as shitty at this game as we all expect you to be.
God!
So no pressure.
Okay, great.
Matt will go first because he won that last game, and then we'll go to Jimmy and then over to Duncan. Matt gets to pick a category. Each round we pick a category that are made up by Twitter followers of mine mostly. They don't have to be followers. They could send it in and not follow me.
That'd be weird if they knew to do that, though.
I'd respect that play. He tweets too much, but I'm going to suggest a category. That's how they all sound. Let's see here. We need three categories. Rob Bayer suggested Ice Ice Baby. And that's movies with Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey.
Very clever.
Then we have at Brittany Hagen suggested buy a fucking tripod, and that's so-called found footage films. Found footage movies. They're always very popular this time of year. It seems. And then, speaking of this time of year, celebrating a birthday today on October 22nd. Or today's the 23rd, right? So yesterday, celebrating a birthday, might have been today. Doesn't really matter. The birthday week of Sam Raimi is happening.
Wow.
It's happening right now. So the films of Sam Raimi. Which one of those do you like, Matt?
I'm going to go films of Sam Raimi.
Nice. This film of Sam Raimi is from 1999. I give some clues that don't help at all. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says about this movie that it is a likable vehicle for the lead actor. And he also says that the movie, it stretches out to a conclusion that comes as no surprise.
Oh.
The conclusion is no surprise, and they stretch it out. 1999, 2.5 stars. Leonard lists 7 performers in this film. How many of those names, reading from the bottom of the cast list up to the top, so the 7th lowest billed all the way up to number 1, how many do you think you would need?
I'll say 5.
5 names. So now James Pardo can bid lower, say 4 names, 3, 2, 1.
Contact.
Or he could say to Matt, name that movie, challenge him. And if Matt can't name it, then Jimmy will win the point. Thought you'd figure out what to do during that long explanation.
We're playing for this poster?
Yes, you will. Your house will be haunted.
Just in time for Halloween.
We're giving you a hex. If you win today.
Here's the thing. I don't know one Sam Raimi movie. So if I say four, Duncan says name it, and I say Jaws, because I don't have a fucking clue. But maybe he knows. He seems like he knows. He's a fellow that knows the genre. So I say four, he'll go three, then Matt does it, and I'm out of the loop altogether. Do I take that risk? What I'm doing here is I'm doing game show style. I'm giving you my thinking.
I'm glad we put that microphone inside your head before the show. We've been mostly just hearing your thoughts, I think, the whole night. You thought you were sitting there quietly. He says four. Okay, now let's talk him through it again. You already helped Duncan out a lot.
Name it.
But exactly. Okay.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
Powerful, son.
I can't name it.
All right, hang on, I'll give you the names.
Oh, four names, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just resorting to cheating.
By the way, I mean, you could give me all seven and the movie title.
Okay, don't forget we're on Ackerman.
Can you give me one movie other than this movie that he's directed, just so that I have a clue?
Yeah,
other than this one, Evil Dead 2.
Right, that's why I thought you would go for this. I thought I knew who this was. I don't know who this is.
Here we go. He also did Evil Dead.
Is he the guy that just jumped off a bridge?
Nope.
No.
Who was that?
Tony Scott.
The great Tony Scott.
Yeah. Jesus.
Top Gun Zone, Tony Scott.
Movies are quite different than Sam Raimi's.
Sam Raimi to Spider-Man, though.
I wouldn't go. It's Halloween. Let's do Tony Scott movies. Why, what? Did he make a scary movie ever? It's all action. Great action sometimes.
Sure, sometimes scary action.
Did anybody film him jumping off the bridge?
There is footage.
Why?
Yeah, really?
I say why to you, then why to them, and then why to you.
We're trying to play a game here.
All right, give me four names.
Four names.
1999, 2.5 stars, Sam Raimi, four names.
Vin Scully.
Mm-hmm.
J.K. Simmons. I think it's pronounced Simons, but it's got two M's, so it makes me say Simmons.
Oh, he's confusing. He's so terrific at those insurance commercials.
He's so good.
I could have got a negative one. I don't know why I didn't.
Oh, no, you're probably thinking of Dennis Haysbert.
No.
I'm kidding. One's a white guy and the other guy's a black guy.
Yeah,
the other guy's a big deep. You're in good hands.
I'm Dennis Haysbert. I'm very bland.
Brian Cox was in this movie?
I have a career I don't deserve. I like Brian Cox.
And Jenna Malone.
Jenna Malone's in this. But you say Vin Scully.
Mm-hmm.
1999.
Mm-hmm.
The Fan.
Oh, very good guess. If we were still talking about Tony Scott movies.
Ah!
Sam Raimi threw us a curveball, made a baseball movie called For the Love of the Game. For Love of the Game.
Oh, is that
with Kevin Costner, likable, according to Leonard Maltin?
Nah, that movie stunk.
Well, it was drawn out and had a predictable ending.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know what? The star's likable.
So Duncan's on the board with a point for that.
Wow! Holy shit!
For that
luck. Just pure luck. You gave me that. You gave me
my pleasure.
Answer. Thank you.
Your first time playing the game, I tossed it.
But now we're starting with Jimmy. Coming right back at you, Duncan.
That guy just walked up.
Is that the burrito guy?
No, burritos. Zach, I let you down there, brother.
You still got time to turn
you
this around.
You got candy treats in there? Yeah, I'm in.
We have 7 minutes. She brought a whole thing of treats and nobody picked it?
I panicked.
Oh, again,
you
got
burrito.
Picked once before, though.
Here we go. This is Summer.
She didn't win. Summer got picked before and didn't win, but...
Whoppers? So
you're not going to do any of that?
She went with the same plan.
No sugar.
Again.
No treat? You're not doing sugar?
No, don't sugar.
No sugar tonight? You're coffee, yeah, brother?
Okay. Where did I say we were going to start?
Me.
With Jimmy.
Why?
Because he just lost.
Oh, yeah. We're starting with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we're moving in the opposite direction. Which way do we go last time?
Now we go to
okay,
Duncan.
Okay, so you go to Duncan after you. All right.
I love explaining your game,
Jimmy's,
Duncan.
Jimmy's eating like a rat over here. He's just like... never gets candy, and all of a sudden... You're being very delicate, like a rodent. Yeah, like lick your fingers, and let's play the game. Matt, would you like the Angry Vader suggested Pitch Perfect, and that's movies where someone is killed with a pitchfork.
That's cool.
Here's another favorite of late, Paranormal Blacktivity. That's movies with a black ghost in them.
I can only name one.
And there's a few. People keep sending me more. It keeps telling me about other ones I didn't think of. And then finally, El Carriel. L-L-C-A-R-R-I-E-L. L.
Okay.
Wow. Suggested Taken, and that's movies where someone loses their virginity.
Okay.
So which one of those do you want to play?
Well, seeing as I can only name one movie from each of the previous categories, I will go with Taken.
Oh, okay. You can think of a lot of virgin
Sure.
Losing.
It's the plot of every movie from the 80s.
All right. Well, you get to choose between 1999 and 2005.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'll go 99.
Okay, he's going 99, everybody. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie.
Whoa.
From 1999. Yeah, he calls it good-natured. Mm. And he also says that it is old-fashioned.
Wow.
Its values are old-fashioned, I should say. Values are old-fashioned. All right. 3 stars. And he lists 12 names.
Wow.
Yeah.
A big cast. Probably how a lot many, of kids, a lot of high school kids in that movie.
Yeah. How many names, Matt?
I'll go 10.
You talkative player.
No, wait. Here. I will go 4 names. 4 bottom names.
What?
Yeah, the 4 shittiest people in that movie.
Okay, so now we go to Duncan.
What, do I say name them?
Yeah.
Name them! What is this? Name those fucking things!
Okay, so now Matt has to name those 4 people in the correct order. It's like we're playing with, like, we have a 5-year-old that's playing with us, and we want to help her through it.
You could have bid less names if you wanted to, but you wouldn't be confident in doing that.
Yeah.
Jimmy just ate that like an insect eating a smaller insect.
He threw up on it and then sucked it in.
They're tiny Kit Kat. There's no way to not eat it like an insect.
You could bite it.
I'm not a spider. That's an arachnid.
Shit, we gotta go. Here's your 4 names.
Here we do go.
Jennifer Coolidge, Mina Suvari, Lawrence Pressman. Yeah. Okay. Matt's on the board. He's got a point. All right. Now, Jimmy was out of that skirmish, so Jimmy gets to pick a category. From any of the ones you've heard tonight, Jimmy, just pick
a... Get a rally here.
If you can think of one.
Pitch
Perfect, that's killed with a pitchfork. Buy a fucking tripod, that's found footage movies. Ice Ice Baby, T-Cube, or Jen Grey.
What was the very first one you said?
Your guess is as good as mine. Pitch
Ice,
Perfect. Pitch
no, the very
Ice
first.
Ice Baby.
Oh, it was Ice Ice Baby?
Yeah,
let's go that. Let's go Ice Ice Baby.
All right.
Let's do it. What do you think, Zach?
All right.
Sounds like another
double
one.
Double thumbs up. Energetic double thumbs.
Thumbs. You can't wait to get back to that burrito.
1984. Duncan, you're next again.
Okay.
This time.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Not yet. We're gonna. Jimmy still has to finish.
All right.
I got to give the clues and stuff. 1.5 stars from Leonard.
How many?
This movie. 1.5.
1.5. He didn't like it.
It's from and like I said, it's from 1984,
mid-80s.
And it's got either Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Jennifer Grey in it. And the movie says the movie's about a small town, and he also says that it's a good premise. Well, I'll just say the whole sentence. Good premise, gunned down by purple prose. Boo, somebody in the audience just said.
Wait.
Takes place in a small town. Good premise, gunned down by purple prose. And there are 8 names listed. How many names can you get it in?
7.
Name it!
JP says.
Whoa!
God damn it. Jennifer Grey, Harry Dean Stanton, Ben Johnson, Powers Booth, Charlie Sheen, Leah Thompson, and C. Thomas Howell in
Soul Man.
Duncan Trussell is our winner.
What is it?
The movie's called Red Dawn.
Thank you.
Red Dawn. Did Zach write a shithead on the back of his burrito? Yes, he did. Wait, what? Is that really your shithead? Okay. And Matt's got one too. And come get the prizes, Sam. Silence of the Sams. Congratulations.
Yes.
We got 1 minute.
Enjoy your cursed home.
There you go.
Good luck.
Any last plugs, Jimmy? Let
me know. Podcastathon.
Podcastathon. Day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving from Pacific time, noon to midnight. 12 hours, lots of great guests already scheduled. You are one of those guests.
Tickets are on sale, but you can watch it in a live stream.
You can watch it
everywhere.
Pardcast.com, PARDCAST.com. And Doug is going to be auctioning off something from Doug Benson. So please.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to auction off a guest spot on the show.
This is the benefit smile train. Thank you very much.
Smile train.
It's for charity. It's for the children.
Oh, shit. Our time's up. Matt?
Watch Attack the Show weeknights at 7.
Yeah, do it on G4. Duncan?
I'm going to be at the Fun Fest.
Me too.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. So come to that.
Well, I think we're even on the same show one night.
Cool.
But yeah. Come see Duncan and I at Fun Fest. And as always, what'd I say? Duncan Trussell and I?
Please come see Doug and I.
Come see Duncan? I think I might have. Okay. as always, Katie from Paranormal Activity 4 is a shithead, and the Detroit Tigers are a shithead.
Bye, guys.
Viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.